here, speaking with Gail Horai from Strength in Sisterhood about the situation for federally sentenced women in Canada. And I wanted to start off by asking you just to give us a bit of background on the complaint. There's a lot of discrimination based on gender, race, and disability, that those are some of the issues that are being brought forth. What else can you tell us about this?
I guess one of the things we have to do is go back to the very beginning of the history of incarceration of women in Canada. And the systemic discrimination goes back to the earliest records prior to the opening of P4W in 1934. Before it was constructed, women were imprisoned in a section of the Kingston Penitentiary for Men where they suffered floggings and starvation alongside men. Who knows what else was going on there? You can just well imagine. But the irony of the history of women's incarceration in Canada is that the construction of P4W began in 1925 and wasn't completed until 34, so that was 9 years. And since its opening, there's been 19 commissions, committees, delegations, and task forces that recommended it be closed, and that's all due to the degrading treatment of women. And a more recent one in 1988, the Daubney Parliamentary Committee wanted it closed by 93, and it took another 7 years until the year 2000 to see the last woman transferred out of there. But the irony of actually the whole thing is not the 7 years it took to construct P4W and the 19 commissions since the 1851 Brown Commission closed it. It's a fact that prior to its construction in 34, women were housed in units in men's penitentiaries, and that's exactly what the CSC returned to doing to women. So starting in 95, they started to transfer women to men's prisons in Saskatchewan, two of them there, one in Quebec and one in Nova Scotia. And that's turning the clock back 60 years. So there were 56 women in men's prisons, over 15% of federally sentenced women were in supermax security conditions, and that's just up until a few months ago. And they had no programs or anything like that. So this is when this particular complaint began. But, you know, this particular complaint is sort of like a takeoff on all the other complaints that have happened over the last, you know, 60 years. And even now, if you can imagine, there were women originally from Ontario were transferred to the men's prison in Saskatchewan, and then when that was closed, they were transferred to Saint-Anne-de-Plaine in Quebec. So you can imagine the expense of shunting these women across the country in leg irons and shackles to Saskatchewan, back and to Spring Hill in Nova Scotia, and then on to Quebec, where they are now. And their lawyer was told they'd receive some kind of programs and be close to contact with their family and friends in Ontario, but that's not happening. They have nothing. So, you know, I mean, these things continue to go on, and in spite of this complaint that was filed, which was originally filed in 2001,